Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, and she is the Cass County Conservation Naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, there's so many things going on this weekend, but a lot of them are on Saturday, and so you have something for Sunday, you know, just keep on doing weekend stuff.
Yeah, we have Sunday from 2 to 4, so kind of before some other things start on that Sunday. So Sunday, June 24th. We're going to have music on the lawn again this year. And so that's going to be out at the Hitchcock House. We have it, we try to have a couple every summer. And so this is kind of kicking it off. And this year we're going to have the Blue Tones reunion show out there. And so that's our music on the lawn. Bring a wonderful, you know, blanket or your chair and just sit and hang out and enjoy the atmosphere out there and the music of the Blue Tones.
Yeah. And, you know, you could bring a picnic lunch a little earlier and kind of just enjoy the grounds, because you have some nice shade areas. It'd be some good places to have a picnic.
Great places to have a picnic. Go ahead and go down on our long hike down to the rock cuts, or down overlooking the rock cuts there at the park. So wonderful 66 acres out there to explore besides the house.
Yeah. I think sometimes we forget, you know, we go to an event like the music. We got to be there by 2, but hey, might as well take a little more time on a Sunday afternoon and have a great time. I think the weather is supposed to be pretty good. So you'll have a couple more of those coming up, or just one?
We'll have one more coming up in August. And again, we do these on Sundays, so Sunday afternoons, and that one will be August 26th. And so that'll be the Blue Tones again. And again, these kind of events are free, and so just come out, hang out, and of course the house will be open for tours, and so you can take a tour anytime during the open hours from 1 to the last tour leaves at 4:15, and so you can do a tour before or a tour after, things like that.
What about the ferry house? Is it open, or you just walk around if you want to see it?
Yep, right now it's just a walk around if you want to see it, and it's not open quite yet. So,
but I know they're working on it, so that'll be another thing to do and see as time comes along. So, Sunday 2 to 4, we'll remind people again here before we leave. But you have something, you know, June 30th is just around the corner, and you have another something going on that.
Yeah, you know, with 4th of July falling in the middle of the week, we're trying to decide what to do, because usually we try to do some programs over 4th of July. So we decided to do our Bring Back Our Dutch Oven Cooking. And so we're going to have a Dutch oven cooking class, demonstration, whatever you want to call it.
Program. Not necessarily a contest.
No, not a contest. And so we're going to have that up at the campground on June 30th. And so that'll be at 7 p.m. then up at Cold Springs Park. And so we're going to do two recipes for the dinner. And then the next Saturday, a consecutive Saturday there, that July 7th, we're going to do a breakfast. And you're going to have to get up a little early, but 9 a.m. for that. 9 a.m. for the Cold Springs Park for the campground program, which is the breakfast Dutch oven. And so just a couple recipes. We're going to be doing, for the dinner, we're going to try a steak stir fry.
Hey, that sounds yummy.
And then we're going to kind of do a dump cake version for our dessert. And so that'll be the breakfast. That'll be that June 30th one at 7 p.m. And then all we ask is just bring your own place setting for samples, if you want to bring a plate and a fork, things like that. So once we get it all cooked and you can sample it, things like that. And of course, we would take free will donations towards the food, things like that. But
they don't have to bring their Dutch ovens. They just need to bring them and something to eat with. So and if they go to both of them, hey, they'd have a whole meal. I think it's kind of neat you're doing the breakfast one. You know, people are out camping and so on. And sometimes I think the whole breakfast thing is sort of ignored, because you're used to having the evening or the noon thing on a grill or whatever. So now you've sort of gotten into this Dutch oven cooking, haven't you, Laura?
Yes, I wish I would have gotten some Dutch ovens also for myself, because right now we have just the ones for the county use, things like that. But for breakfast, since you bring up breakfast, I mean, that's the one I'm most nervous about. I'm going to try to do biscuits and gravy. hopefully this recipe I found for biscuits and gravy in the Dutch oven, hopefully it works out.
Well, so. You can try it out ahead of time and serve it to your husband and, you know, use him as a guinea pig.
Yeah, I could. He likes biscuits and gravy. Yeah.
So I think you ought to do that. Maybe surprise him. Don't tell him, and just surprise him, but kind of fun. So when you do the Dutch oven cooking, what kind of fire do you use?
We use the charcoal coals just because they can give a more consistent and even heat for them. We have thought about trying some of the different charcoals that are out there, but just because then you can get a consistent even heat down there in the bottom so you don't burn your bread. It's more important when you have bread.
Okay. But if somebody's really good at campfires, using wood and so on, that's possible also, isn't it?
It is possible. You just kind of got to have it all worked out.
Right. So, Laura, let's just kind of review for the 24th. The event is?
Music on the Lawn Sunday out at the Hitchcock House. So that is just west of Lewis, and big brown signs to follow. So that's 2 to 4. It's free. The house is open from four tours from 1, and then the last one leaves at 4:15 for those tours. And we only charge for the adults $5.
All right. So if we want to do cooking, we got to think ahead to June 30 and July 7th.
Yep. And you don't have to pre-register for the event. Just come and bring your place setting for the samples. It's free will donation for the samples, and it's dinner the 30th at 7 p.m. at Cold Springs Park, and then again on the 7th at 9 a.m. for breakfast, and at Cold Springs Park again as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Laura Canning, who's Cass County Naturalist. Until next time, here's a thought. Experience is a teacher who never tells you in advance what your next lesson will be.